Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Welcome.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, whatever you're fancy.
Or holiday just is. Happy any other day if you're a
happy
Scrooge McFuck.
Yeah, so we cut off the glorious intro for purpose.
There is a reason, and we did it last time that we...
Yeah.
That we pulled this curveball out.
Yep, it's because we have some children that are actually going to be providing your episode of Married AF. And actually, one of them is technically an adult, but she'll always be...
A teeny tiny
youngster. Little four-year-old in my eyes. But this episode is going to be hosted by my stepson, Griffin, Randall's oldest son, and our nieces, Casey and Jordan.
And the only instruction that they had was to talk about Christmas.
About Christmas. They solicited questions from their friends on social media, which was an immediate reaction. Made us feel like a couple of 1-2 losers.
Duty heads. But do got to give a shout out to Doug. He submitted a couple questions, and so did Chad Fackler. And
absolutely.
I'm
just saying the response, the speed of the turnaround time.
100%.
Like, they posted something on their Instagram stories and were instantly getting blown up. And like, but I mean, they're teenagers, so all they do is look at their phones.
They're responsive.
Very responsive. So we might get a few younger listeners for this episode.
Yeah, and if you haven't listened to their first efforts, you can go back to around Father's Day and listen to the episode entitled Globs of Goodness, I think.
Blob of Goodness.
Blob of Goodness.
This one, the Christmas one, does not have a cameo from Gunner like that one did. The adorable, sweet baby angel.
Yeah, that's because he is a rascal of a five-year-old now.
Yeah, he...
He is a machine.
He's been in rare form lately. And we were trying to keep him from going down because we had them recording this down in the garage. We had all of our podcasting stuff set up because it was Christmas Eve when they recorded it. We were hosting Christmas dinner, so we had gotten the house ready for doing all that. Before we jump into the episode, I did want to apologize, I guess, for the last episode, the just fucking debacle. It was just a hot mess. Like, the computer kept crashing, or Audacity kept crashing on our computer. And then when I was trying to edit it and I uploaded it, just said, fuck it, was able to actually recover it somehow. And then there was like a 15 minute dead air. I actually went in and fixed the audio and re-uploaded it, but it never, I don't know.
It took.
It did finally?
Yeah, I listened back to it like the next day.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just an example of what the holidays are like when you have children and shit. It gets, every minute is used up. So let's go ahead and jump it off and hand it to them.
Yeah. What are we doing with these?
Oh, we'll discuss these afterwards.
Okay.
After you all listen.
Alrighty. We'll be back after the kiddos give you some Christmas magic.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
Griffin, do we sound okay?
Yeah.
Check 1-2.
There you go.
Okay. Awesome.
Carry on. I'll go get you a blanket.
Hello, Married AF listeners. You are currently listening to the
Christmas edition special.
From the Married AF kids.
You've got two returning kids. I'm Jordan.
I'm Griffin.
I'm Casey. Wasn't here last time. Don't remember why. Don't
probably
think I
working.
Was invited.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you probably just didn't come.
Right. Today we're taking over. We went to our social media and we asked all of our friends and then the Married AF listeners to send us in some questions that you wanted us to answer in the spirit of Christmas.
And we have those here with us now.
Mm-hmm.
You guys just want to
also
go for it?
Want to shout out a special sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Before we get started,
buybidet.com. Use our special code MarriedAF to save 10%. Just want to thank y'all for giving us a great butt cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate
and
it.
Merry Christmas for your 10% off bidet.
All right, so the first question we got here is, what is the best Christmas gift you've ever received?
Who wants to go?
You know, I was thinking about this earlier, and it's a toss-up. I could go for a meaningful gift. When I was in high school, my best friend gave me a list of notes that were open whens, and so it was open when you miss me, open when you feel stuck, open when you're running out of money, and it just all of them had like these really personal things. And her mom told me that she had worked on them for about 4 months, so that one was good. And then maybe the American Girl doll I got when I was little.
All right, mine. I was like a younger child, and I got like a Jeep car, like, you know, those ones in Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got one of those, and I immediately went outside and just drove around. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Or I got a cat.
You got a cat?
Yeah.
Do you still have the cat?
Yeah, it's still going.
Oh, is it your...
Still pushing.
I did not know you had a cat.
I didn't know you had a cat.
I was unaware of this.
We're cousins, by the way.
Yes.
It's a black cat.
Oh, yes. Cousins.
Jordan and I are sisters. Griffin is our cousin. His parents are the Married AF squad.
Yes. I would have to say my favorite Christmas gift I've ever received was the ukulele I got for Christmas last year. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, you taught yourself, didn't you?
I did teach myself, and now I shred on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a skateboard?
I can skate that. I'm a skater.
She's a skater, bitch.
I dabble in skating from time to time.
Dabble?
All right. Next question we got. When did you find out Santa wasn't real?
All right, kids. We should have given a warning.
I don't think any kids are listening to this. I think I was in, I want to say like fifth grade. I definitely wasn't in middle school, so I was probably like 11. And my best friend, who also got me the open one card, she told me it wasn't real, and it crushed me.
Life is over.
Yeah,
life is just done when you find out Santa isn't real for your childhood.
Yeah,
childhood just basically ends.
I mean, when I was in elementary school, this girl came up to me. It wasn't even Christmas time. She said, "Did you know Santa isn't real?" And I was like, "What?"
See, that's rude.
And then I went home and I cried.
Dang.
And we're here now.
She should know what kind of emotional distress she caused you.
I would call her out right now, but I have too much respect.
I feel like if you're old enough to know that Santa isn't real, you should be old enough to know not to ruin it for other people.
Yeah.
It's
just a sense of maturity.
Exactly. It was literally
She clearly wasn't old enough to know that Santa wasn't real.
All right. Yeah. My story is pretty good.
Okay.
Sixth grade or fifth grade, 11, and I walked outside to check if any boxes were here, and there's this big box that said, I think, like, 32-inch TV, and I was like, oh, and I went back inside, I was like, Mom, there's a present here, and she went in there and was like, you saw your present, and, like, I went upstairs and cried, because I thought Santa was going to put me on the naughty list.
Oh, no.
And then she had to tell me Santa wasn't real, so... That's my story.
You let Santa ship it to your house.
You're like, oh no, Santa's gonna be so mad at me.
He's gonna know I peeked.
He's gonna be so upset.
Yeah, I was pretty distraught.
Yeah,
at the time.
I would be too.
It's pretty bad.
All right, so for the next question, let's see what we got here. What's the best and worst Christmas cookie? Because I have some opinions.
There's so many.
My best, the best is just obviously the old classic chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the classic Christmas cookie that just never fails.
See, do you like the homemade ones or like the pre-packaged ones you just put on a tray and pop
definitely
them in?
Homemade.
I think everyone can go for that.
Because I don't like the, is it Nestle you just made?
Nestle?
Probably
Nestle sound like
Toll
an
House.
Idiot. No, but what is that, the one who does the one where you just pop them out and they're already
oven
cut
squares.
And you just put them in the oven like that?
I'm unsure.
Leave it.
Or is that Pillsbury?
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Correct our mistakes.
if we're offending you because of our...
Yeah, let us know your favorite
cookie
Christmas
knowledge.
Cookie. Because, you know, when it comes to Christmas season, I want someone to hand me a sugar cookie with, like, a snowflake on it.
Yes.
Or, like, a Santa hat.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's... I mean, I'm going to eat a chocolate chip cookie.
But sugar cookies are Christmas to me.
Yeah, especially with those little sprinkles on them that look like snow.
Yep.
And then you get a little bit of crunch.
It's perfect.
Mm. I'm just, you know, when you think of Christmas, you're going to think cookies.
I definitely just think fireplace. Chocolate chip cookies.
I eat chocolate chip cookies all year round, though. But sugar
Griffin, I don't know if I've ever seen you eat a cookie that wasn't a chocolate chip cookie. I feel like you'd throw any other.
Do you eat any other cookies? What's your least favorite?
Least favorite? Probably like a raisin cookie. I don't like raisins.
I can get on board with raisins. I don't like people putting nuts in them. I try.
It gets risky.
Yeah. I try to pretend I'm old enough to like it. I'm not. It's just not as good. You know, I'll eat your macadamia nut cookie. Am I going to like it more than a chocolate chip?
No.
Probably not.
And gingerbread cookies is just... Oh. They're terrible.
No, I can eat a gingerbread.
Gingerbread cookies are so good.
Me, they're just for decoration.
Neither of you will eat my pumpkin pie, so I don't want to hear you talking about anything gingerbread, because it's the same.
It's pumpkin, same. Ginger.
There's not... Don't get me started on this. It's basically the same flavors there. You're working with cinnamon, all that. Uh-huh. All right.
Next question.
You can cut this out.
You don't have to tell her.
Just Ambrooke, cut this out. What, Chris Griffin, you had a question over there? What was the other one from Twitter? We got a Meredith right. Twitter question.
Oh, we got
shout him out. Yeah.
We got a question from Meredith listener Chad Fackler.
Mm.
What's up, Chad?
He says, okay, so being around a worldwide success of a podcast, have you given any thought about going into media/entertainment when you get older?
Fantastic question, Chad.
I think ideally I would love to be involved in like social media because that's such an incredible job to have, to be able to, you know, talk about things that inspire you and get to have like a voice more of. It's just kind of hard to get out there, like, you know. Yeah. Everyone wants to start a YouTube channel and get really successful, but there's so many people now who are doing it that it is more of a dream than a, this is what I want to do. It's not like guaranteed, you know, you go to college, you get this job.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
What was
sorry
that?
About that, that was my alarm.
Should we switch headphones?
Huh? Oh yeah, Jordan and I, we only, okay, there's no we're switching headphones every 10 minutes.
Alright, so to me, like, just going into a social media or entertainment job, it just seems a lot of fun, and it's obviously something anyone would want to do as a kid. And I like, I want to be in the NFL, which is basically entertainment, because you're on TV a lot.
Yeah.
But if I do get there and I retire, I would love to have a podcast like this one. It just seems fun.
Yeah. It's easier to start something like this, too, after you've been something like the NFL and people know your name. You build up a following and, you know, an Instagram, and then you tell your Instagram followers, hey, this is what I'm doing now. Follow me on here. And then you kind of build everything up slowly. Like, that's what I've seen for all of the celebrities now that are YouTubers. They all started as Viners, who started as Instagrammers, who just build up these little followings at a time. Yeah, that seems to be my understanding.
Being an NFL player, you could definitely build up, like, the platform to be able to do something like that.
Not that being an NFL player is more realistic than just starting social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can do it, Griffin.
But Griffin's a great football player.
Yeah.
Everyone go out, see his games. What's your team, Griffin?
Meridianville Eagles.
The Meridianville Eagles in Alabama. If you live around...
The Meridianville Hayes Green
area.
He's number 12.
The quarterback. Go hit up the football games. Probably every, Friday night?
I mean, we're out of season.
Football season's over. Join us next September.
Next August. October,
get your number 12 November. Signs.
He breaks records and ankles.
All right. Next question. These are some of the ones from our social medias. What is the best Christmas movie?
Polar Express, easily.
That is Griffin's favorite for sure.
That's just a classic.
Can you tell everyone the impression of the train?
Oh, there's this kid on the train that, like, once the main character gets on the train, he asks him what kind of train this is, and I feel like I do a pretty good impression. So
hit him
here
with
it goes. You know what kind of train this is? That's just one of my impressions of,
The audio just, like, skyrocketed.
The audio just spiked all the way, so I'm
sorry. We were watching, that movie this morning, and we were talking, do you think that as viewers we're supposed to believe that it's real? Or are we supposed to know that it was a dream?
That's a good question, actually.
As a super fan, what do you believe?
When I was a child, I thought it was real. And I thought there was an actual Polar Express
train. What do you think the movie is trying to say?
Yeah,
I think the movie's definitely trying to say that it's real. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the movie, his robe, little thing, has the hole.
And it has he has the bell, right?
Yeah, he gets the bell and his Christmas gifts from Santa.
Yeah, because, you know, I want to think it's real too, because the guy, like, disappears, and it's all very magical. I mean, who can throw hot chocolate through midair without
facts
murdering someone?
That's true.
I cannot.
Yeah, but he did try to wake himself up. He, like, threw himself in the snow and pinched himself.
Because he also thought it was dream, which makes me think that they're trying to prove that it isn't a dream, because he thinks it's a dream, unless they're counteracting that. And it's just supposed to be this big conspiracy, which I can respect.
What's dead air right there? I'm sorry. I kind of blanked.
What do you...
I like Polar Express because there's old Tom Hanks. And I love Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I just realized that this morning, actually, that Tom Hanks was in it. I don't know how.
Isn't it interesting how... Doesn't he have two voices? The dude that disappears? I'm pretty sure that's Tom Hanks, too.
I would believe you, actually. I feel like you have enough knowledge about the Polar Express to be able to... lay that down.
I think the Polar Express is good, but if I had to choose an all-time favorite Christmas movie, it would be A Year Without a Santa Claus. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Griffin.
I've never heard of that movie.
It is a claymation movie.
Do you know,
like the
Rudolph. It's one of the classics.
Yeah.
Like a stop motion.
Yes, mm-hmm. I think it's so cool. Like how'd they?
All those classic ones are just ones you just want to sit down and like eat a cookie in front of.
Yeah, it's just something you can just grab. Like on. You can just grab like a bowl of milk, or not a bowl of milk. A cup
maybe
of milk.
Maybe a glass.
What are you
a glass
to?
Of milk.
Yeah.
A and bowl just of milk. Chocolate chip cookies and a good time.
You know, I don't really drink milk, but if I did, I'm sure I would agree with you.
I'm sure I'd drink it from
maybe
a bowl.
A glass of water. Maybe an orange juice. I could eat orange juice at most times today. I could totally watch A Year Without Santa Claus with a glass of orange juice.
We're eating orange juice and drinking bowls of milk.
Did I say eating orange juice?
Yeah.
Oh. Oops.
Odd. Casey, what's your favorite?
You know, I've been thinking about this one, too, and I feel like Love Actually, the one that's on Netflix all the time, that's not, like, a traditional Christmas movie, but I do genuinely appreciate Love Actually just because of all the stories and stuff, and I like movies where all the stories, like, intertwine at the end. You're like, oh, they knew that person from this. But, like, Christmas movies, probably Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
That one's good. But Love Actually is a genuinely Christmas movie that I will appreciate until the end of time.
Casey, I've never seen any other movie.
You
except
wouldn't
like
Love Actually.
The classics, like...
I feel like you just watched Polar Express.
Home Alone, Polar Express.
Ooh, Home
Elf.
Alone is so good.
I've also I like Daddy's Home, too. It's a good Christmas movie.
I didn't know.
Is that
it
a Christmas movie?
I don't think
that
one
just
came
out,
right?
I mean, it's in Christmas.
That's new.
It is a Christmas movie, because at the end, they all gather around in the movie theater, and they sing together.
Is that the new one, though?
Yeah, that's the new one.
Okay.
By the way, Casey and I were told by our dad that one of us had to say our favorite Christmas movie was Die Hard. So,
oh, yeah. Well,
we're very sorry to anyone who's disappointed that wasn't an answer.
I mean, I guess Die Hard's fine. I'm just kidding. It's good.
I've never seen
it. Let us know.
I've never seen it.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Tweet the Married AF people.
And then they'll tell us because we're curious.
We're the youth, so we'll make sure they're on their social media.
We're the youth grasping for your Christmas knowledge.
Yeah, we're the ones who know how to target you people. So do us a favor and tweet Merida F. DM them on Instagram, comment on their pictures, follow us. You guys want to shout yourself
out? I'll go ahead and plug my own Instagram in there. It's at @g_Fowler. Wait, no. G...
_Fowler12.
Oh, that is my Instagram.
All right.
No spaces, no caps.
Mine, Casey, I am at Hollowhay. So I'll spell that out for you. It's Hollowhey. Because my last name's Holloway.
Yeah.
But instead of Holloway, we do Hollowhay.
Good pun. Can I get a high five?
Yeah. And then if you follow me from the Married AF podcast, go leave like an emoji in my most recent picture and then like it. So we know you're
my
there.
Instagram is at Jord Hollow, JordHollow.
All right, let's get back to these questions. Yeah. We're getting too selfish.
I got a question
right
here.
What do you got?
Worst Christmas gift, and how did you hide your true feelings?
Okay, so this is going to sound stupid, but I truly am a grateful gift receiver because, you know, people wrap things in boxes. One year I unwrapped something and it was in a popcorn box and I thought someone got me popcorn. And I was genuinely okay with that. Which, you know, most people will be like, why don't you give me popcorn for Christmas? I was like, you know what, I'll take it. And then it ended up being something great in it. And I was totally okay with it. So I just feel like in general, I'll be grateful if you literally got me anything. But, you know, I feel like Griffin might have a story about him actually.
So I had in preschool, we had a Secret Santa, and I got a box of dinosaurs, and I threw a huge fit. Like the biggest I remember. That's the biggest I remember ever. And I was screaming and hollering, I don't want this. I don't like dinosaurs. So my mom tries to calm me down, but I just won't. And so I take the dinosaurs and I just like give them to Walmart and we get me something that I want. So it works out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So kids, throw a fit and you'll get what you want.
Yeah.
That's a life lesson that should be learned. That's a good lesson,
Griffin. Or don't react like that.
Yeah, don't use my...
And maybe calmly later return it to Walmart yourself.
I'll tell you the
use my story as an example of what not to do.
1 year I got a homemade scarf and a sweater. And not only were they itchy, they also for some reason smelled the absolute worst ever. Casey also got some.
I don't remember this happening though.
And I just didn't want anything to do with it.
I don't know why not.
But mommy made us like put on the scarves and everything. And I was like, this smells so bad.
Were they like wool?
Yeah. But it was something weird.
Was there like a candy cane on it or something or a snowman?
It was dumb.
Like and a really bad made.
It was so poorly made.
Like when in SpongeBob they made the sweater of him out of eyelashes.
Yeah.
Out of tears.
It was like made out of eyelashes.
Eyelashes and tears.
But we both were just like, this sucks. But we were like, thank you so much. And we just never wore it again after
really
that day.
I don't remember that. How old was that?
Older than me, I don't know.
Interesting. Okay, next question. When is it acceptable to go into Christmas mode?
Mm.
When can we start decking the halls?
I feel like you can... It's Christmas to me is a state of mind and a state of being.
Wow.
I feel like you can just be Christmassy all year.
That's right. It's a good mindset to have because it's all about like
the gift
happy.
Of giving and being nice to people.
Santa's always watching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a waitress. And during the holidays, people usually tip very well. And I hate to sound selfish, but why are you using the holidays as an excuse to be nice to your waitress? Because people can justify it throughout the year.
Yeah.
And just not tip me well. And then the Christmas season, which I'm not going to argue, I'm always fine with it. But don't just do it for the sake of Christmas. Like, you know, you can always find a time to just be nice to someone, whether it's tipping them or holding a door open for them. Because during the Christmas season, you're always thinking about that.
You should just
And people don't think about it as much when it's like June.
Mm-hmm. That's also a life lesson for kids. Like Gunner, he's 5.
Mm-hmm.
He should...
Rascal.
Instead of having this impression that Santa is watching him to see if he's been good or... bad, why not just be good all around the year except for 1 month of the year?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because you can only threaten him with Santa for so long. He doesn't think Santa's watching in like May, so
yeah,
it's just too early.
But if you're wondering what we think is the right time to like put up a Christmas tree,
oh yeah, we stopped talking about that.
The day after Thanksgiving, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty general.
I think the day November hits, I think that's when I put up my Christmas tree in
so
Alabama.
You like having a Christmas tree like for Thanksgiving?
I know you guys have that, because whenever we come over here for Thanksgiving at Randall's house,
yeah,
it's always up.
I just like the look of Christmas trees.
I do, too. I love Christmas. I keep Christmas lights in my year room round. My room year round.
Drinking bowls of milk.
And eating orange juice.
And watching classic Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff you can do. You know, you don't doesn't have to be December to drink hot chocolate. With marshmallows.
I mean, unless it's like cold, I don't think you can drink hot chocolate.
Yeah, I don't like
drink hot chocolate.
I don't like hot chocolate in summer.
I think
it's hot
coffee. But that's something that like you drink on the regular to like give you an energy boost.
Yeah, but hot chocolate is Christmas, and it doesn't give you any energy or anything.
I do wish Starbucks would stop only having the peppermint mochas for Christmas. I don't care if you think of basic, that's the best drink they make. And it's getting ridiculous that it's only for Christmas. It's not going to lose its specialness. It's going to be good all the time.
Yeah.
So, Starbucks, if you're listening, just give me peppermint mochas any time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
This is a little off topic, but you should... Casey works at a place called Sidelines Grill, and I feel like they should sponsor the Merit AF podcast.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Because one of our own family members worked there.
That's
so,
true.
Not sponsored, but... hit up Sidelines Grill for a great burger, yeah. great
and a great
food,
server.
147 Riverstone Reinhardt. Right, 147 Reinhardt College Parkway in Canton, Georgia.
I work at a daycare, so I'm not going to tell anyone to come. Cause
yeah,
yeah, you really. Can come to Sidelines. I'll be your waitress. We'll take a shot. You'll take a shot, and I'll watch. I'll not, get you the shot.
Not sponsored, by the way.
Not just sponsored.
Hoping.
But maybe.
Maybe.
Cross your fingers.
Maybe if you come in and start giving us some more money, we'll have time to sponsor people.
Maybe if
it's,
you...
It's a good time. We have
go there and say the Merit AF Podcast Kids sent you.
So yeah. Yeah, they know. Come to Casey and say Merit AF sent you, and I'll hook you up. I'll get you like a free queso.
That'd be pretty good.
Mm. All right, next question, please.
Next question. All righty. What is the best Christmas decoration?
Well, I feel like there's so many you can do, but it's obviously the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I was
if you could only have one Christmas decoration, which one would you do? The tree?
The tree.
Without a doubt, the tree.
Inside tree. Outside, I really like wreaths.
You do like wreaths a lot.
I just really like wreaths.
I can go without a wreath. I like Christmas lights. Like the
the
red and the green and then the yellow and the orange and then the
I
blue.
I love the white. I just when people have their houses white. Lined in white Christmas lights, I could cry.
But I just like when people just put like lit up wreaths on their windows. I'm like, ah.
And
just,
I do.
This gives you a twinkly feeling.
Yes.
Yeah. Some people do like one candle in each window, and I think that is a holy moment.
We used to do that.
I think it looks great.
It does.
It looks so nice. And then their house is just peacefully lit by candle
and wreaths.
It's kind of spooky. But if you're in the right mindset, it's very nice.
Yeah.
If it were Halloween, it'd be creepy, but since it's Christmas, it's okay.
That's true.
That's another thing about the Christmas mindset all around the year.
Mm-hmm.
That some Christmas decorations are creepy during non-Christmas, but if you have the Christmas mind, then you're just like, oh, what a beautiful...
It's Christmas.
What a beautiful sight.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I can keep Christmas lights up in my room all year round. I'm pretty sure I already said that.
Yes.
But it just relates. I mean, you can do it whenever you want.
Yeah. I also like a huge candy canes you can put in your front yard.
Those do look good. You can't go wrong with a good nutcracker.
You know what are the worst, though? Inflatables.
All right. You're going to insult a lot of people. There's nothing wrong with inflatables.
I'm not saying it looks bad. I'm saying they only last 1 year, and they don't last the whole year. They give out on you like 3 days in.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't know. It doesn't seem... I think inflatables are reasonable for maybe Halloween, because Halloween isn't very lighty-uppy holiday, but Christmas is very lighty-uppy. So I don't think inflatables are really necessary for Christmas, but it's a nice touch. But sometimes you can go overboard.
People do go overboard. Yeah. That's the key word here, is what is too much?
Just to get one nice inflatable. And be like,
but at the same time, you see someone with 100 inflatables in the yard, and you kind of have a sense of, wow.
I think...
Nope.
You know, how did you get all the time and money, first of all? Get all those inflatables. And
like, how are your kids having a Christmas with you buying 50,000 inflatables?
They're so expensive.
They really are. See, I want to put one in front of my house, but I don't drive past one and like, ugh.
I don't think they look the worst. I just don't like them because
they
don't last.
You just don't drive past them.
I just feel like I should keep insulting you. I've been going down pretty hard on you for the inflatable thing.
I feel like if you drive past an inflatable, you just kind of look at it and have no, like...
You're not gonna be wowed. Unless you have 100, but you pass someone with these beautifully lined and straight Christmas lights.
Yeah, you're like,
that's
something
that
wow.
you can be awed.
When people do the trees, I mean, I don't know how people get the trees so well.
Oh yeah, when they wrap them perfectly.
Oh, they wrap columns with them. You can really make art with the lights if you
like
do it
the
right.
House near y'all's house, the one with the bunch of Christmas lights.
Oh my gosh, if you have like a long driveway.
Oh, when you line the trees. Ooh. Wow, that
looks the best.
That's something perfect. Real props that's something
to,
special
props to all of you out there who can line your houses really
yeah that's,
well.
That's
leave a comment
stuff.
Below
what do you feel
if you can line a house with
if
lights.
You can line a house for us, let us know and we'll pay you good money.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about the projector lights, like how they project?
You see, Jordan has a pretty big opinion. I'll let you.
I have an opinion on this, and thank you for removing that hair. I don't want to offend anyone out there.
Because we have them.
Yeah.
So.
And we have them, too. But when people just do them, I find it to be a little bit of a cop-out. No tea, no shade.
Mm-hmm.
But when that's all you do, I'm like, could have done a little more.
Yeah, it's a little... I'm not the biggest fan of the projector lights, but I'm not the least. Like, they're cool when you drive up and you see, oh, it's kind of cool. It's projector lights.
But
at the same time,
effort.
It's just one little display.
And when you think about it, like, no one was out there for hours, like, lining their house with lights or anything.
You see, when I first saw it, because it hasn't been always a thing, like, it kind of started a little bit ago, but when it first started, I was like, wow, these look awesome, because your house is just, because it's, I just want a wow factor. I want to drive by your house, and I want to be able to point that one out to people when I'm taking them to my house, be like, this house looks good. And if you have the right projector lights, and you set them up to where it looks great, I'm going to appreciate it.
Yeah.
I also don't like, I dislike the, like, you know, the reindeer that are, like, steel bars, and they're just, like, sticks of reindeer, and then there's lights on them. I hate those.
I think those are cute.
We used to have some of those.
I like when people do snowmen, like, the light up.
Oh, I used to have one of those
in
Alabama.
We had reindeer, and boys peed on
it. I like the, yeah, we did. That? Yeah, they stole it.
They peed all over our reindeer, and the lights
I think
went
it was
out.
Just one boy.
One boy peed
on Who just goes
reindeer.
Around taking right? people's decorations and pees on them?
And then, like, puts them back?
Ridiculous.
It's the pee. It's the pee bandit.
not the pee bandit.
Not the wet bandit, but the pee bandit.
The sticky bandit.
The sticky bandit from Home Alone.
After...
What did they start doing where they were the sticky bandits?
The dude had a glove of duct tape.
Oh, yeah. He was, like, whacking.
Perfect.
He was, like, getting changed.
Like, once we get back around, we're going to be... Sticky bandit.
But we had a pee bandit. He just terrorized the whole town.
Where's that? I don't even know who that was. We never even caught him. He got away with it.
He did.
He's a sly little fella.
Yeah.
He's been a criminal.
That pee bandit.
That pee bandit. He'll get you.
He probably drinks bowls of milk.
Probably.
Yeah.
Eats orange juice. That monster.
Ugh.
All right. I think... Well, we can probably do one more question. What do you guys want for Christmas this year?
Mine's pretty simple. I just want shoes, money.
Every year.
Not very straightforward, or not very hard. It's pretty just straightforward. And I feel like, as, this is my own personal opinion, as you mature, Christmas matures with you. So, like, Gunner, since he's 5, he's getting a lot of gifts that are, like, $20, $10. Because he's just a little 5-year-old, and they're not very expensive. When you get... When you get to my age, it's like the gifts get more expensive, you get less gifts. So I think you just, when you mature, Christmas matures with you. So that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, when you're 5, you're not going to want a whole Xbox or AirPods or a new phone. You're going to want an action figure. Do people use
like
action
a $5
figures?
Action figure.
Yeah.
And you'll be happy with,
you know, like
20
a toy boat.
Like 20 of those will add up to one pair of Griffin shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's more fun as a kid, too. Like, as you get older, you're not dying to open a million presents. You're okay with opening less of them. When you're a kid, you kind of just want to open as many as possible because that's more exciting than presents.
Yeah.
Opening the actual
just opening
present.
The presents is the better part.
So what did y'all want for Christmas?
Yeah, Jordan, what do you want?
Well, this is the most basic Christmas present of the year, but the only thing I really asked for specifically was AirPods.
Oh, you're going to start wearing turtlenecks now? Have you seen all those memes?
Yeah. So basic. Like, everyone's asking for them, but I really wanted them. And everything else, I just let my parents choose because they're, like, a good surprise.
There was a meme, and it was, like, people with AirPods, and it was, like, they had them in, and they're, like, I just can't breathe the same air as these poor people.
Exactly. It's so...
And then there's, like, this meme, and it's, like, this background is kind of cool, and it has, like, Kyle's AirPods in the...
People who use AirPods are just so privileged.
So
you don't
creepy.
Need a cord.
Your cord still gets tangled when you run around corners? Ugh.
Get out.
Like the one picture of those two dogs wearing turtlenecks and, like, booties with the long necks.
Yeah.
These guys probably wear AirPods.
Oh, have you ever seen the other ones? These are, like, the bad guys in the movie that tried to beat the Golden Retriever in a sledding contest.
No. I want to see.
Yeah. Can you see what
that's you asked
for?
No, I don't really have... I think this is kind of the thing as you get older. You kind of just don't have a thing of a million toys. You're like, no, you can get me this or this. Anything else, you know, I trust you to get it. But I wanted some new... Like, I have a favorite perfume that I use, the Viva La Juicy. That one's pretty bomb, so I asked for a new bottle of that because it's pretty expensive. And then... what did I ask for? I found this purse. See, I found a purse I wanted, but it was $100, and it's Christmas, so I was like, ooh, can I have this purse? And it's like, sure. And then I wanted some Vans. I should have asked for another board.
Another skateboard?
Yeah. That would have been a good...
I think once you get older, your gifts become more practical.
That's true.
You begin to think of what you can do with your gift.
Yeah.
Like,
You're like, what do I really need for the long run
here?
Well,
it's kind of like, what do I want that I won't buy myself? Like, I'm not just going to go out and buy myself a new purse or a fancy bottle of perfume, but I might ask someone else for it if they want to get me something, you know? Sure. Like, things that you want, but you don't necessarily want to buy for yourself. Not that they're, like, less important, but, you know, it's just something that you wouldn't consider getting for yourself, maybe. I think that's a...
We got any more of these?
Let's see. What is your favorite Christmas tradition?
Oh, we have one that we do all together.
Oh, the Holloway game night?
Oh, yeah. Mm. I was going to say Snow Mountain, too.
Oh.
We have a lot of traditions, actually.
Yeah, that we do, us families. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably my favorite is Holloway game night. It's... Jordan couldn't make it this year because she's lame, so my dad had to make it.
It's because finals, everyone, and I'm failing math, but keep going.
High school's hard.
You're out of school, though.
Yeah.
So?
I've been out of school for a couple days.
It takes more than, like, 2 days to make it.
My dad's made it in, like, a day.
Let's keep roasting, Jordan.
Okay, yeah, loser.
But the game is designed, it splits the families into teams. There's the Fowlers, and then there's the Hallways. Mm-hmm. And usually... I think last year, the Hallways won because they cheated, probably.
I do think that happened, actually, yeah.
Usually Jordan hosts it, so it's me and my parents against Griffin, and then your truly beloved Merit AF hosts.
Yes, and it's just a bunch of Christmas-related games that are wholesome family fun.
Yeah, and usually Jordan puts it together in, like, a PowerPoint or something. If you've ever seen, what's the one that...
Hollywood Game Night.
Hollywood Game Night. Yeah, it's, like, based off of Hollywood Game Night, so... That's where the pun comes from.
Mm-hmm. Holloway.
But it's a good time. Oh, we usually do
They probably don't. Our last name's Holloway.
I think we're going to do it tonight or tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I think.
Tomorrow. It's Christmas Eve, by the way.
Yes.
So it's
Christmas Eve while we're doing this podcast.
It's currently 8:55.
And Santa's coming tonight.
Santa's coming tonight.
Santa's coming tonight. Santa's coming tonight. Santa's coming tonight.
Okay, anyways, but so we many also SpongeBob go to Snow references. Mountain. And this year we went, and can we talk about that experience?
Oh, that was very miserable. Very crazy.
It was
the first year that all of us just wanted to go home.
We've never been like, let's leave immediately.
There were too many people.
It was absolutely. So there was this parade. I think 2 years ago, the parade lasted, I think, like, maybe 25 minutes at the least. This year, it lasted, like, 4 minutes.
It was
pretty bad.
Kind of pathetic.
Except for the Santa one, because that was the Santa flying to the sky, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know if we just didn't see that before, or if that was new, but it took, like, the snow angel talked on a balcony for at least 10 minutes.
And I'm pretty sure 90% of the crowd didn't know what the snow angel was saying.
Yeah, her back was to us. She didn't have a microphone. She was just, like, screaming.
So angelic.
We couldn't hear, so we just all sat around.
When we were waiting for the parade to come, there's this guy that comes out of a shop, and he's like, I need to get through.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people standing on the side.
And I realize, I look at him, and he's not wearing, like, a badge or, like, a jacket that signifies
just
that he's a
some
worker.
Scrooge.
Yeah, he's just some random guy just, like, yelling
screaming
at the crowd.
Yeah, we're all just trying to watch, like, we're getting, you know, everyone gets, like, their spots to watch the parade and stuff, and then people start punching other people in the face so they can get their kids in front.
And then, to make matters worse, the only thing we're looking forward to this entire time sitting through this parade, we're like, ah, we get to go on the Christmas train after this, which is a train that you sit on with lights and you Christmas carol all the way through the tracks. But guess what, everyone?
The wait was 2 hours.
Which has never happened before. Usually you wait maybe 20,
you had
30
to wait 2 hours
tops.
To get a reservation for 2 hours in the future.
Yeah,
you should have, after the parade was over, the crowd just merged into a big
people were pushing, and then Gunner, like,
poor Gunner.
Yeah, he was little and he was walking and his face was shoved in everyone's butts and people were, like, trying to trample him. Like, no one was happy. All
ruthless.
Of us are claustrophobic. Me and Brooke looked at each other and gave each other the death look, because we're both pretty claustrophobic people.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's SpongeBob reference. We made eye contact and we're kind of like, are you suffering too? And we agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. Bad.
So
and then my dad got out of
going.
There.
If you went this year, we would like to tell you to not go next year, because it's a family tradition and everyone ruined it.
Usually it's so incredible because there's so many things, and they have a 4D Polar Express you can watch.
Oh my gosh, don't talk
it's
about
so fun.
That.
And then this great candy shop. We didn't do anything.
Yeah,
we did get to go sledding though.
Mm-hmm.
That was
sledding
pretty
fun. Was
fun.
Yeah,
I also wore a Christmas suit
Yes, Griffin Moore, a legendary singer. Go check it out on his Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's on my Instagram.
It's literally the coolest
thing. And I probably get over 15 compliments that day.
Yeah, people loved it.
Yeah, everyone
I thought it was like green and red and white.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And I had a tie. And suspenders.
Suspenders. Literally, and some
you
Adidas.
Definitely need to go check that out. Yeah. And his Adidas to go with it.
I didn't have any dress shoes at the time.
Yeah.
But in Alabama, my traditions, we're pretty straightforward. Except for we do Christmas lunch, which is kind of weird. Mm. We don't do Christmas dinner, but that's like the only thing.
What do you do for Christmas lunch?
Yeah.
Food.
All right.
Do you have like, you don't make like ham
Is there
sandwiches
specific
or
food you have every year?
Probably get fried chicken, because that's like what I like. I don't really like ham.
Did you know that people in like Japan eat fried chicken on Christmas? That was on Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah.
I just think that's like that they eat KFC. Random fact.
They have KFC in Japan?
Mm-hmm. And that's what they eat on Christmas morning.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, some people, I guess.
Sorry about that. I just sniffled
into the... I wonder if
that'll
get cut out.
I just sniffled into the
mic. That's definitely getting cut out. That's gross. Cut all this out, Amber.
Leave it in.
People don't want to listen to Griffin snouting everywhere.
Okay.
I think that was our...
That's... Wait, we have one more.
Oh. Oh, your favorite part of the season.
That's a really... That can go very into depth. So... I think my favorite part of the season is just the kind of vibe you get. Like, you always have, I feel like I always have this tingle in my stomach, and it's like, it's almost Christmas. It's almost Christmas break. It's almost time for Christmas. So I just feel like there's always a little kid inside of you. There's just, you never lose that little kid feeling you get when it's almost Christmas. You always get jittery.
Everyone
does. It's exciting.
Don't try and deny it. You still get it.
Yeah. And I love shopping for people, too.
I shopped for the first time for people this year, and it was so much fun.
It's so fun. I've done it for probably a while now, but just to go out and be able to think of someone and be like, what would they like?
Yeah.
And then trying to top yourself from last year, and, you know, because you want to make someone say, you know, it's like a wow factor thing. I'm always striving for that wow factor.
Mm-hmm.
Or for them to open it and be like, thank you.
Yeah. Like, this is great.
Like,
you know,
genuine,
this is the best gift.
A genuinely happy person and not just someone faking a bad gift, like we covered.
Yeah. Like, my friend Kaylee, we gave her each other a Christmas present today because she's going to Spain in a couple days. And I just got her this framed picture of us with one of the special needs kids we used to work with. And it's the happiest picture ever. And I framed it in this really nice frame. And she genuinely loved it. And so it's so easy. You know, you don't have to buy someone a gift card.
That is a cop out. We don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, that's just what's funny.
Oh, go ahead and get on your opinion of gift cards.
Unless it's someone who specifically asked for it, like, because sometimes we ask our aunts and uncles, like, you can just get me a gift card. But unless I ask for it, don't give me a gift card.
Yeah, and honestly, like, if you're gonna give someone a gift card, just give them cash. Because everyone wants a $50 gift card to Zaxby's. I'm sure someone, they would appreciate it, and they could eat $50 worth of Zaxby's. So just give them some cash. Like, let them go out and get them something nice.
If cash is better than a gift card, unless they specifically ask for it again, but...
Yeah.
Like, me, I love PlayStation gift cards, because that's how I play.
PS4. That's a good thing. And it's like, for places like... Okay, so, for my dad, he won't be listening to this before tomorrow, but I got him a gift card to a gun range, because I don't know what kind of ammo he wants. You know, I'm not going to make that decision for him. And he can use it for range time. Like, it's kind of a gift card for things that he wants, but things that I'm not going to pick out for him.
Yeah, there are specific instances where it's okay, but if you're doing a Secret Santa with, like, your best friends, and you show up and you're like, here's a gift card, like...
Fake.
First of all,
you're fake.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're ruining Christmas.
Third of all, get out of my life. Yes. I now hate you.
We clearly are very good friends.
Go eat some orange juice.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Are you just trying to get it out there? Like, just tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Just don't give me freaking...
You didn't have to
give
me
this gift card. There are exceptions for gift cards, though. Mm-hmm. I'll give it that.
There's an exception to the point.
Yeah.
I also think, like, I used to get Walmart gift cards, and I'd be like, I mean, it's cool, but I'd rather just have money.
Yeah.
Because I'm not just going to, like, go to Walmart. Like,
right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could spend money at Walmart. Like, I mean, I could find something in Walmart that I want, but I feel like I just go to Walmart and buying, like, shampoo.
And I'd rather just give me cash so I could decide where to spend it.
Yeah, and then you could get yourself, like, some shoes or something like that from, like, a shoe store you liked. Or you, there's nothing wrong with asking someone what they want and just getting them that.
That's true. You don't People have are to afraid always surprise
someone. Yeah. Like if I was like, hey, I really want these shoes, there would be no shame in you getting me those shoes. People think that's terrible.
Because that's something that I don't have to buy that I now have.
That's something that I want.
Yeah.
Like whether it's like this year I asked my best friend Ashlyn for this hanging plant thing. I sent her the link to it and she said, sure, I'll get you that. And then she got me like something else too. You know, but there's nothing wrong with being like, this is what I want. Will you get it for me?
That's just what Santa is. You're sending him a letter of what you want.
Yeah, people think that's weird with their friends. Like,
but they've been doing it since they were kids, so.
Exactly. Yeah. Ooh, what a good point, Griffin. I like it.
Good one.
Boom. Dropping some Christmas knowledge on people.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got another question.
Okay.
Best Christmas memory?
Honestly, whenever I think about Christmas, like, the first thing I always think of is Snow Mountain. But, like, the times we went when it was actually nice. But just singing on the train and watching the Polar Express in 4D.
The years when my stomach wasn't hurting. The years when Gunner wasn't crying. So
that
probably 2 years ago.
It was that one perfect year where everything was right.
Except, I don't think we did Snow Mountain because I think we got there. We did it late. Like, we got there, like, maybe
2 years ago?
Yeah, I think we got there late.
3 years ago, that's the one when Cole went with us.
Yeah. But we still got to go on the train and sing the songs, and we got to see the Polar Express. It wasn't Ice Age.
Yeah.
I think Ice Age was still there, because we went to Polar Express, I think, like, the first year we ever went.
No,
or the
I'm
second
sure
year.
Polar Express was 2 years ago.
Well, no matter what it was, that was the best year. When I think of Christmas, that's what I think of, and all the lights.
When I think of Christmas, I just think of all of us on, like, actual Christmas Day. After we've had, like, our own Christmases, and then we come together at, like, one of our houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just so, like, warm and nice, and everyone's together, and we're giving each other gifts.
Ew.
I totally hear that.
You tried to hide
There's
that.
Some ASMR.
He's stepping away for a moment in case you keep going.
Got a sniff. And it's just a good feeling, like, all of us together, and I feel like I can just, like, put my phone down in another room.
Yeah.
And just, you know, that's just the most perfect time to be with your family. And I'm not contradicting myself earlier that there's not always a good time to be with your family, but there's something about Christmas and just being together on Christmas with the tree up and the lights and the fire and the food that it's like, this is nice.
And we're super close to our cousins, but we don't usually all get to hang out on the same day. When we do, it's really special.
Because we're all really close in age.
Yeah, and we're just super close in general.
Yeah, we like grew up together and stuff.
Sorry, I had to step away from the mic. My nose was full of snot and mucus.
Cute. Thanks for that.
There's a visual for you.
Merry Christmas.
I really do love the Christmas season.
Yeah. And just like always the feeling you get when you wake up and
it is nice. Mm-hmm. Jordan and I have always just sat on this.
When you wake up and you're just like, it's Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's get ready to open some.
Oh, that made me get butterflies. I just got way too excited.
See, that's that little kid feeling that you get.
It's coming tonight.
You always have a little kid feeling in you that just thrives for opening presents and Christmas and waking up early and just getting after it.
Mm-hmm. Get the spread.
All right, well, Randall told us to keep this at 45 minutes, and right now we're at 44:50. I think we've answered every single question we have.
Thank you to everyone who submitted questions.
Yep, yes. Shout out to all our followers, the Merit AF followers.
We Shout really out. Appreciate you know every are. Single one of you, and we wish every single one of you a very Merry Christmas.
And also, let me go ahead and repeat our sponsor, Buy a Bidet. Go to buyabidet.com, that is buyabidet.com. Use our code MeritAF to save 10%, and Merry Christmas, and I hope you get the best butt cleaner out there.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year, everyone.
I also hope you get...
Thanks for letting us take over.
Yes.
I hope we weren't too annoying.
Yeah, I hope it wasn't too bad.
If it was, let us know.
Comment below. Follow us on Instagram.
Roast us.
All right.
We'll see you at some other time. We need a title. How do you describe Christmas in 3 words?
Bowls of milk.
Bowls of milk.
Bowls of milk.
Bowls of milk.
That is true.
Bowls of milk. Okay.
There's a title for you.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
And we're back.
Holla.
Hopefully that was delicious for you.
Ew.
Delicious joy.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't go right, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, hopefully y'all enjoyed the Christmas magic.
From the youngsters.
Yeah.
I think they did a great job. They're always good. They're I would shit my pants at that age doing this for some reason. And they've, I mean, the first episode, Jordan and Griffin, we told them just to answer what's being a good dad.
And they talked for like an hour and about it. I know, it was awesome.
Poof.
Yep. And they gave us another solid.
Yeah. And episode. So we're all going right. to do our.
Ooh, that is full.
Muscle vodka shot to the holidays and cheers. To St. Nick. Or
it was a good one.
Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate.
Yeah.
Salach Bakfa.
Salud.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
I don't know.
That was a.
I'm not grossed out.
Yeah.
But me no likey.
I didn't taste the. So that one was called Crush Tits.
Yep. Orange Crush.
Orange Crush and Muscle Vodka. I didn't taste the orange as much as I thought I would by the look of it. The color of it was a lot more orange than it tasted.
But it canceled out some of the pure vodka taste,
mm-hmm.
but didn't provide its taste.
Right, correct. That's what I was meaning to say. Yeah, like it
was weird.
It was weird. It was just like a hint of like
the orange. It wasn't awful though. No one gagged. So yeah, I think we had one of our more banner Christmases. Today is the day after Christmas, which is, you guys will be getting this episode late tonight or tomorrow sometime.
Yeah.
But we had a great Christmas.
Yep. It was wonderful. It was crazy and hectic and
yeah, we hosted the family Christmas. And
it's all what it's supposed
dear
to be.
Dear God, it's so much work.
It's fun though, but I mean, yeah,
it is fun.
I felt like all I did was clean for like 24 hours straight, and then Gunner set off a bomb in the house, like playing with all of his cousins, which is, I mean, that's what it's for. That's why we did Christmas
exactly.
over here.
Because no, we wanted him. About.
Yeah, I mean, we specifically wanted to host everybody over here because we have the youngest child, and so he has all the toys and stuff that he wants to play with, and the six different costume changes. That he must make because that's his jam.
You learn though when you host every time I've been involved in hosting, you're like, God, I forgot how much work this is.
I know.
And then you're exhausted and you're like, all right, I won't host again for a little while. We'll let somebody else have it next year. But then by the time it rolls around, you're like, I'll do it. I love it.
Right.
But it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I mean, but I love it. And I think we did a good job.
Yeah. I mean, I love Christmas. Every year it gets better and better. But this one was a long one. We started celebrating in October.
Well, we always decorate at the very earliest moment, which I know a lot of people get all bent out of shape. I mean, we decorate for Halloween. But
it's constant from there.
From Halloween on, it's constant pretty much. There's like a little break in between Halloween and Christmas decorations.
Maybe.
We decorate maybe mid-November, like before the, you know, everybody says you have to wait till Thanksgiving or whatever. Nah.
No, sir.
Nah. So we do like mid-November and yeah, I mean, now we'll be taking the stuff down this weekend, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, we definitely are advocates of if you have the option, buy your gifts early
mm-hmm.
and not have to wait till the last second.
Because
if we had to pile all that shopping on.
No.
To the hosting duties and all the other fun shit and hard shit with kids, we'd murder each other.
Well, yeah, and the adding in the factor of that, you know, thankfully we did have Griffin for Christmas this year, but that's a whole nother layer of like transporting him back and forth.
Yep.
Amidst all the Christmas craziness and but we did it successful. I mean, I did. You know, we both. Pitch in on the actual shopping as far as like doing it, obviously, but I think I did 98% of mine online.
Yeah, I probably did 80% of mine, and what's shocking, we got everything. Nothing was fucked or broke or late.
There was even one thing.
I
think when you bought it, it said it was going to be delivered before Christmas. Then I got a notification from Amazon that said it wasn't going to be here till December 26th. And then it just showed up on the 24th. So we got it the day before Christmas. And well, we did have the one mishap of your present.
Well, that's our fault.
That's amidst all the craziness and all the just boxes and paper everywhere, one of Randall's presents got thrown in the fire. And I didn't realize it till we were laying in bed last night. And I shut up and was like, damn it.
The fire for burning the carnage afterwards.
Yeah, Randall, instead of just like piling it into the garbage can.
There's no way you could with all the boxes.
It would be piled in the garage until we trash day, where we would take it up to the road and then it would get half of it blown around and whatever. So Randall,
we're in the country, we burn it.
Yeah, so Randall just takes it out back and puts it in a fire pit and burns it. And there was a present that I realized late last night that Randall didn't open, because it probably, it was in a bag, it was in like a gift bag, and it was a small like wallet, money,
like
clip,
a money clip wallet.
Yeah, that's the kind of wallet he uses. It was also wrapped into wrapping paper, because it was like in a bag that was easily like you could just look in it, but I put it in a bag, so I was like, it'll get lost under the tree if I don't put it. But yeah, so now it ended up in all the carnage, just got scooped up and probably burned. So sorry.
No, she woke up like in the middle of the night and was like, oh my god. It scared the shit out of me, and then was like, I don't know where your one present went. And I got plenty of shit, so it doesn't even matter. But
yeah, but still, I mean, like,
no, that's great.
We literally set money on fire. But
yeah, you know, whatever. We got some cool shit though.
I knew something didn't feel complete after opening all the presents, but like I literally it didn't ring enough in my head. I was like, something feels, but everything's gone from under the tree, so must be good.
Well, what was your favorite gift that you got?
That I got?
Yeah, that you received. Tell the listeners.
They were all wonderful. I did get a Quip toothbrush from Randall.
You're welcome.
It's amazing. And I've come close to buying one for myself, because I keep hearing on other podcasts, like the Famous People podcast.
Yeah, your mom's house is huge on them.
Well, and Chris D'Elia, they're a sponsor of his podcast, and True Crime Obsessed, that I listen to as well. They're a sponsor. And so every time I'm listening, I'm like, I need to go get one of those. Because you know how I'm obsessed with dental hygiene and flossing. And
that's why I got it. Not because she doesn't brush her teeth. No. It wasn't like a hint gift. It was, she's a toothbrush snob for one. And for two, I wish I could take credit and say I knew that it had an internal alarm clock and all that. I did not. I just knew that since Tom Segura and his wife so highly recommend it, and they're OCD about their teeth.
Yes.
They'll talk shitting all day, but when it comes to brushing their teeth, there's no fuckery.
Yeah.
So I saw it and I was like, I'm pick that up. She has no idea. No one would buy anyone a toothbrush, but they're fucking cool.
It's really cool. Yeah. I mean, and the reason I knew it has the little time, like, so like when you start it, it's like a little vibrating toothbrush. When you start it, it sets like a 2-minute timer, because that's how long you're supposed to brush your teeth for, is 2 minutes. It also like reminds you to move around your mouth. So you like, you start, it does like 30 seconds for each like quadrant of your mouth. So then you're just like brushing like the top part, top right, and then it'll like neat, neat, and then you move to the other. So it's like, and you make sure you're brushing your teeth for the proper amount of time. It's amazing. I did not brush my teeth for long enough before.
No,
there's no
does.
Way.
I can guarantee after watching or listening to how long 2 minutes is, I brush my teeth for 22 seconds.
If that, babe. Your teeth aren't real, though.
No, they're not. They're not dentures either. They're veneers, so don't get any ideas, listeners, like I'm packing dentures. They're in there. My teeth are under there.
Somewhere.
They are little nasty things, though.
They're little nubbins that screwed onto your porcelain veneers. Yep. But yeah, and then I got a fucking sweet members only jacket.
I forget about that thing every when I'm thinking of your gifts, I forget about it. But yeah, that thing is
sweet. I just
wore
it today, and I got the pink sequins Uggs that you made me open on Saturday as my Christmas Eve gift on the 22nd. But I got to wear them just on a mountain, and my feet were nice and toasty and warm.
Yeah, I was just thinking, this has nothing to do with what you said, but I was listening to myself breathe like a manimal on them in my headphones, and Jody B is worse than me. If you listen to his last episode, he didn't get to edit it all how he wants, because he was running late on time. Man,
really?
The dude is a Sasquatch.
Really? I've never heard that. He talks from about
JB. It. I mean, I think he does a good job when he cleans it up, but he didn't have time. And woo. But I think he was also stuffed up, but he needs the nose surgery. Clearly. Well,
I thought you were going to say, like, when we were watching, what, the press conference after the Steelers game, and Ben Roethlisberger was like...
He's by far the worst.
I was He's like, oh my gosh. And he was like 3 feet away from the microphone, and he was like... I was like, he sounds like you when you're laying down, you know, like, and your neck is kind of pushing on your, you know, like... Same with Gunner. Gunner does the same thing when he's laying down. He breathes like a bulldog.
Yeah. Ben's, I mean, he's had multiple nose breaks also. His nose is garbage canned.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But plus, he's humongous. So.
Oh, and I do want to thank Jody B. for his glorious Christmas card.
Quithmas card.
And Jason and Chrissy. They sent a...
Yep.
Shit happens when you party naked. Shit happens when you party naked. And we got, I didn't know the Marshalls had our address. Rachel and Kyle, we got a sweet picture of them with my buddy Drake.
Absolutely. And hopefully, if the stars align properly, our next episode will be with Shit Happens When You Party Naked. Hopefully live. I mean, we can't be sure, but they are traveling here for a week to be with his family.
That would be fucking awesome.
And we have them.
Did he say that he has, like, equipment? He's good, because we don't have other, like.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we could plug it all in. He's bringing some, but if we had to make it work and each couple share a mic, we'd do that.
Yeah, because I was about to say,
I don't need headphones.
Even if he brings a mic, like, we don't have enough channels to plug him into.
I think we just share a mic and fucking party it up.
Yeah.
Because they're fun and awesome. Being this close, I mean, we need to align those two married couple ships.
I know.
Of greatness.
Absolutely.
So, my favorite gifts, I got a... pair of Jordan 1s.
Is that the ones I gave you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're orange and black. Fucking sweet. Me likey.
Good.
And I got some Jordan Russell Westbrooks from the boys that are pretty damn sweet. I hadn't worn them yet, but I like those. I had mentioned those. The retro 1s were just your doing.
Yeah, that was me going rogue.
Which is smart of you, because I think you did a lot of math. Well, I'm impressed is because, you know, I like the Air Force Ones, and the retro, the first Jordans look a lot like Air Force Ones.
So it was
smart for you to combine those, because, you know, I like Jordans, you know, I like Air Force Ones. So my favorite Jordans would probably be the ones that look like Air Force Ones, and you're right. Those are my jam.
So when I saw them, I thought they looked just like Air Force Ones, which is why I was confused that Air Force Ones aren't Jordans.
No. But it was a fantastic, stellar gift.
Yeah, you got Alabama blanket.
Got a sweet Alabama blanket, which would be probably number one had we not today just bought the world's greatest comforter.
It
kind of makes my blankie to shame, because this is just... so thick and cozy.
Then you can put your Alabama blanket back out on the couch.
It may, because the one we got in there is sickening.
Yeah, well, it was, God, we got it at, where we go, was it Marshall's that we went into? And it's like a Blue Pines brand, never fucking heard of it, but it's like the fleece, like the softest shit you've ever felt in your life, but it's kind of like two of them.
Sewn together.
It's like two layers of them sewn together, and then like it's got the pillow shams that came with it, and Randall, like, as soon as I put it all on the bed and made it, he came back there and then, like, didn't get up.
couldn't move.
Until he got in the shower, he was like, go away. Leave me alone with my bed.
Yeah. It's like sleeping in the world's most comfortable sweater.
Well, because it's that, it's like...
it's like one of your sweaters, but
like the sweatshirt I got
It's the blanket I've wanted my whole life. Know that.
I know.
And I can't believe we found one. They had one.
Yeah, they had one in king size. And yeah, because as soon as I got that sweatshirt that I wore to Crystalia, that's super soft, and you're like, I want a blanket on our bed just like this.
Yeah, so
that's what it is.
The Alabama blanket, though, is a champion.
And your Macho Man and Deadpool and Friday the 13th socks.
Yeah, the Macho Man socks are awesome. I don't know. It's just a good year of gifts. The kids got tons of shit, and we're just very lucky we were able to give them that and have a great Christmas. So
and they were both very pleased.
It should be little turd nuggets,
spoiled as shit.
And I get to record an awesome podcast. So, yeah. Well, let's get out of here. And everybody enjoy your holiday season.
Have a happy new year. Be safe.
Yep. And we will be back soon with finally an episode that has nothing to do with holidays or a special day like Halloween or nothing. No Thanksgiving.
Well, that, I mean, why you say it like finally?
Because this was a long holiday season. I loved it, but it was long.
But I love
it. I love it too. But nothing wrong with saying it was long.
Yeah. And now we're going to Disney in 2 months.
We're going to Disney. Griffin's birthday, your birthday. Like, we're set with shit. So
a month and a half, we're going to Disney.
I've never been to Disney, so I may never be the same.
We're going
to
be ramping up for the next 6 weeks.
I'm going to be in one of those rented Rascal scooters. Y'all will see pictures on our social media of me whizzing around on a Rascal.
I think you're going to be so pumped and like a little kid that just like Gunner.
Possible.
You two are going to be losing your fucking minds.
If I get to meet Buzz Lightyear, Woody,
you will.
And the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
It's happening.
I mean, me and Gunner, I think I'm the most excited for the same one. So
you are. That is precious. I know. I cannot fucking wait.
Yep. All right. Well, you guys enjoy yourselves, and I'm not going to drop a profanity on you. I'm going to tell you to go and
enjoy yourself by yourself.
Enjoy yourself and do whatever you want. Good day to you.
Good day.